Up, fiery horse, with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past, from the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Go on, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver!
The Lone Ranger and his Indian companion, Tonto, had ridden southward from Frontier Town and were riding a trail that approached the little town of Rimrock.
The man who held up the Silver Dollar Cafe in Frontier Town last week could have been Lefty Lewis and his gang, Tonto.
Ah. Me hear him say in cafe that outlaws wear neckerchiefs over faces, but leaders speak in voice like Lefty had.
Lefty always seems to know when we're on his trail. He's smart enough to keep out of our way.
Well, him hear about Lone Ranger. Him not want meeting, maybe.
We'll meet sooner or later, Tonto. Have a showdown. In Rimrock, if things work out right.
Lefty Lewis, plenty tough, Kimasabi.
Yes, I know. He's a menace to the entire territory. He has to be stopped. I hope my telegram was received.
Ah. You tell Rimrock Sheriff about plan.
We're not far from Rimrock now, Tonto. I see a good spot for a camp. There, over to the right.
Oh, yeah.
We'll pitch camp first, then we'll ride to the outskirts of town after I put on a disguise. Maybe we can get news of Lefty and his men at the cafe.
After supper, the Lone Ranger, with Tonto's help, arranged a careful disguise.
This slight shading of root dye will make my face look different.
Ah. And then me fix mark to look like scar in your eye. You soon look like plenty tough hombre.
That's what I want. And I want a disguise that will really stand up under rough treatment if necessary. I'll change my voice a little, too. There. Now, Tonto, you can go to work on the scar. The uglier I look, the better.
After the Lone Ranger and Tonto had worked hard on fixing his disguise, they were finally satisfied with the result. The stain he had used, plus the lifelike scar Tonto had made, turned the usually handsome face of the Lone Ranger into that of a tough and weather-beaten cowhand. Leaving the camp, he and Tonto rode into Rimrock and reined up near the cafe.
Yeah. What'll it be, mister?
Nothing right now. I'm a-looking for someone.
Who is you looking for, mister? Maybe I know him.
Do you happen to know Lefty Lewis?
Lefty Lewis?
Yeah.
All I know about him is that if he comes in here, I'm getting out pronto. See, you're not one of his gang, are you, stranger?
Nope. I just heard so much about him, I thought I'd like to get a look at him. That's all.
Well, you take my advice, you'll forget about wanting to get a look at him. Lefty Lewis is a mighty tough hombre, they tell me. You sure you don't want something?
No, thanks. I'll be back later.
Meantime, Tonto, who lounged near the back of the cafe, waited and watched. As soon as the Lone Ranger left, a rough-looking man approached the barkeeper. Tonto listened intently.
Hey, Joe, who was that hombre just went out?
I don't know. Never saw him before. He must be a stranger in Rimrock.
Oh,
what was he was asking you about Lefty Lewis?
Well, he asked me if I knew Lewis. Well, that's one hombre I don't want to know.
What he said about it?
Well, I asked him if he was one of Lefty Lewis' gang, and he said no, but he'd heard so much about Lewis, he wanted to get a look at him.
Just some nosy cowpoke from some ranch hereabouts, I reckon. I'll be seeing you again, Joe.
So long.
Bye.
Tonto waited until the man Ed had gone out the front door. Then, unnoticed, he quietly slipped out the back way. Out front, the Lone Ranger had lingered at the hitch rack, fussing with a cinch and stirrup straps until, out of the corner of his eye, he saw the man Ed come out of the cafe and walk in his direction.
Easy, big fella. Easy.
Hold on, mister. Just a minute.
Well?
Which way you riding?
West. Why?
Mind if I ride along with you for a short ways?
No. Come on. Where's your horse?
The roan, there, just beyond yours.
Easy there.
Ready to go?
Yeah. Come on, Silver.
Get it.
Well, what's on your mind?
You're new around here, aren't you?
Maybe I am. What of it?
You, seem to be curious about Lefty Lewis back there in the cafe. Why?
That's my business.
Sure, sure. I just wondering, that's all. You working on one of the ranches near Rimrock?
Nope. Do you know where there's a job?
Oh, you're here hunting for a job, huh?
Maybe. If I find what I want.
Hey, I'm beginning to get it now.
Are you?
Well, what I mean is maybe you want to make easy money. Maybe you find you don't like being just a cowpoke.
Mm-hmm. You're smarter than I thought, mister.
Thanks. Ed Murray's my name. What's yours?
You can call me Smith if you like.
Smitty for short, huh?
It'll do. You spoke of making easy money.
Yeah, I did. You know, I hear Lefty Lewis pays the men in his gang a big share of what they grab off.
Hmm. That's right interesting.
Now, if you were really interested, I bet Lefty could use a strong-looking hombre like you.
Suppose I am really interested. How would I get to meet Lefty Lewis?
Look, I'll lay down my card, Smitty.
I wish you would.
Now that we understand each other, if you want to come along with me, I can take you to Lefty right now.
You can?
That's right.
How do you know you can trust me, Ed?
Look, once I take you there, you'll have to join up with the gang. And Lefty won't let you out of his sight again till you take part in a holdup. What do you say?
All right. Take me to Lefty Lewis.
I know I had you sized up right, Smitty. Let's get moving. Get up there.
Come on, Sue.
Lefty Lewis, notorious outlaw and killer, had a well-hidden camp in a small valley west of Rimrock. The only entrances were at either end of the valley, and these were well guarded. Lefty was in his shack talking to one of his men.
By the time Ed got back from Rimrock, Mike, been gone since early this morning.
What'd Ed go there for, Lefty?
You planning to pull something in Rimrock?
I'll let you know about that after we talk to Ed. I don't want to be planning anything.
Hey, Lefty. Ed Murray's coming. He's got a stranger with him.
Wonder who he's bringing here.
Don't know, but Ed's careful. Hombre must be all right. Just thought I'd let you know anyway.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. We'll be ready for him. Get your gun out handy, Mike. Never can tell about strangers.
Yep, I'll have him covered, Lefty, till you're satisfied he's all right.
Here they are now.
We could use one or two more good men.
Yeah, we could at that.
Hi, Lefty.
Hi, Ed. Who's that with you?
This is Smitty, boss.
Yeah, glad to meet you, Lefty.
Sit down, Smitty, so as we can talk. That's Mike there.
Howdy.
Howdy, Mike.
Fact is, Lefty, Smitty's tired of being a hard-working cowhand. He'd like to make some easy money for a change.
Uh-huh. Where are you from, Smitty?
Oh, no special place. I've been roaming around for some time.
I see. Where'd you hear about me?
You're quite well known this territory, Lefty.
I heard him asking the bartender at the cafe about you, Lefty. Then we got acquainted. When I found out he was on the loose, I invited him to meet you. So if you liked him, he could join up.
Why was he asking about Lefty in the cafe? Sounds funny to me, Ed.
Now, wait a minute. We'll let Smitty answer that for himself.
Well, I thought if Lefty was in this vicinity, the barkeep might know about it. That's all. You see, as Ed says, I wanted to meet you, Lefty.
He's all right. We can use an hombre like him, and that's why I brought him along.
I don't like it, Lefty. It isn't safe for Ed to drag in every stranger he meets. He's too trusting.
You shut up, Mike. I'm mighty careful about who I bring here. And if you don't watch your remarks...
Now hold on, none of that. Put that gun away, Ed.
Someday he won't even get to draw it.
You shut up, too, Mike. You two better start getting along together, or there'll be trouble.
Now.
So you wanted to meet me, huh, Smitty? Do you have in mind joining up with us, like Ed says?
Maybe.
Maybe. Look, mister, there's no maybe about it now. Since you've come up to our hideout, you'll have to join us and prove yourself.
I see. And how do I do that, Lefty?
I don't like this. I'm going outside while you talk.
What's the matter with
that? Never mind, he's all right.
Well, I'm a yapping coyote.
Hey, Lefty!
Yeah, what's the matter?
Come here a minute.
What did you want me to see?
Look at that white stallion that Omri came here on.
What's wrong with my horse?
Nothing's wrong with it. But I get what Mike means. Ordinary cow folks don't have horses like that. Let's take a closer look.
Yeah.
Look at that expensive riding gear. Mister, maybe there is some explaining you have to do.
Do you pay for everything you have, Lefty?
Do I pay for... Oh. So that's it. You see, Mike, this hombre's smart enough to grab himself an outfit worth having.
Sure, he'd have to be smart to steal a horse and gear like that.
Sure.
The best Mike has been able to do was to rustle a sway-back nag from an old prospect over near Frontier Town. Oh, shut up.
You'll do, Smitty. Of course, like I said, now you'll have to pull a job with us to prove yourself, for I consider you safe enough to be one of us.
I sort of expected that, Lefty. What's your next job to be and when?
I lined up a job for us today, Lefty.
Yeah? What is it?
I found out there'll be a shipment of gold at the Rimrock Express office tonight. It's to go out on the morning train.
Good. And that'll be it. We'll hit there about midnight. What are you doing here, Jim? You're supposed to be with the others, guarding the north end.
Well, I come to tell you, Lefty. We caught somebody spying on our camp a short time ago.
You did?
Holy smoke.
Now, hold on, both of you. What's this about somebody spying, Jim?
Well, right after Ed come through with that hombre there, we saw another hombre and a horse coming on the trail. So we got out of sight and watched to see what he'd do.
Go on.
He came up to the entrance and looked things over. Then he turned around and started back along the trail.
He must have trailed us from Rimrock.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it was an Indian.
An Indian, huh?
Yeah. An Indian on a paint horse. But don't worry about him, Lefty.
What? What did you do?
As soon as he started back, we let him have it from ambush. That's what.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. After the outlaw Mike had called Lefty Lewis and the others outside to have a look at Silver, Lefty, seemingly satisfied, told the Lone Ranger, who was disguised as a cowhand, that he was to join the outlaw gang on a robbery that night to prove himself. At that moment, one of the men rode up with the news that an Indian on a paint horse had been ambushed at the entrance to the hidden camp.
So you got that snooping Indian, huh, Jim? Good work.
You dirty coyote. If you kill Tonto,
I'll... You're covered, mister. Mike's behind you with his gun. Now, drop your guns, Mr. Lone Ranger.
What?
And reach.
All right. But for what you've done to my friend Tonto,
yes,
I'll get you...
Mr., boys caught your Indian friend all right, but he isn't even wounded.
He isn't wounded? But how do you know?
Because I expected him and gave orders to have him captured.
You gave orders?
Tell him, Ed.
One of our men trailed you and your Indian friend all the way from Frontier Town, mister. Come here and tipped us off when you camped near Rimrock. So I went to the cafe knowing that was a logical place for you to go for information. I saw you and the Indian rein up at the hitch rack.
You did a good job of changing your appearance.
Yeah. The Indian being with you tipped me off that it must be you. Of course, I was familiar with those horses, too.
Why didn't you let me in on the facts, Lefty? Since you didn't know, Mike, your reaction to our friend Smitty made him think he was getting away with something.
All right, Lefty. I admit you're smart and that I fell for your little plan. Now what?
Well, sir, came here to join up with us, didn't you? At least twice, that's what you said. So I'm going to give you the chance. I can use a man like you.
Hey, are you loco, Lefty?
Lefty, the time will still come when I'll help put you and your gang of cutthroats behind bars.
Oh. You see, Mike, a little spunk like his will do you good. Only it isn't going to do him any good. Jim.
Yeah?
Go get that Indian. Bring him here to the shack.
Sure. Get up there.
Yeah. For the time being, mister, we'll tie you and the Indian up and put you in this shack. Later, I'll tell you just what's going to happen.
Have it your way, Lewis.
Things will go my way. Ed did a good job of getting you here. Now I'm going to prove that even the Lone Ranger can't outsmart Lefty Lewis.
After the Lone Ranger and Tonto had been made prisoners in the shack, Ed approached Lefty Lewis outside.
Hey, Lefty. There's something I don't quite savvy.
What is it, Ed?
Well, I picked up the guns the Lone Ranger dropped a while ago.
Say, I meant to tell you to give them to me. Heard about them special guns of his, and I want to keep them for myself.
But that's what I want to tell you, Lefty. I've been told about them guns, too, but... Well, see for yourself. Here's one of them.
Yeah. Nothing special about this gun. Fact is, it isn't as good as what I've already got. Hey, hold on, Ed, if you're
no,
trying
honest
to...
No, Lefty, I'm not trying to double-cross you. That's really one of the guns he dropped. The other's just like it. I've been thinking maybe that hombre isn't the Lone Ranger after all.
Ah, don't be a fool. That's one thing I'm sure of, that he is the Lone Ranger. That horse, the Indian, the way that hombre talks, they all add up. We got the right hombre, all right.
Yeah, funny about his guns, though.
Well,
Maybe they're in the saddlebags.
No, we looked through the saddlebags. Nothing in them at all.
Nothing at all?
That's right.
I think there'd be something in them. It almost looks like he expected to get caught. Which isn't possible, though. He went to too much trouble trying to get away with it. Smitty. That's a hot one. You see, Ed, I told you he wasn't as smart as I am.
He sure come right into the trap you set for him.
Sure he did. Don't worry about the guns, though. Guess he decided the guns like his regular ones would be too fancy for an ordinary cowpoke, that we'd be suspicious. And then he pulls the dumb trick of forgetting to switch horses,
yeah,
too.
Meantime, inside the shack, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were talking in low tone.
They certainly tied us tight enough.
Cord's plenty tight.
You stopped at the sheriff's office before you followed us, Tonto?
No. Me give him your regular guns. Him say him take care of them.
Good. I think Lefty Lewis will...
Are you comfortable, Smitty?
Not exactly, Lewis.
Our men know how to tie knots that can't come loose, hmm?
Oh, we found out. Well, what's the next move?
Tonight, you and the Indians are going to help us get some gold out of the express office. We'll even let you be the one to open the safe. I hear you're good at doing things like that.
Now, see here, Lewis. You think you're so smart, you better think twice before you...
Shut up! You! You'll not kick Lone Ranger with him not tied up.
Forget it, Tonto. Our time will come.
He better forget it or he'll get worse than a kick. After tonight, mister, you'll be just as much an outlaw as any of us. We'll make sure that the news gets around that you and that Indian were in on the robbery with us. See you later tonight. Adios, Smitty.
Later that night, the outlaws took the Lone Ranger and Tonto from the shack, and with their hands still bound behind them, put them on their own horses. Then, making sure the two prisoners were well guarded against escape, the gang headed for the town of Rimrock.
I hope there is a gold shipment in the express office, like Ed says, Lefty.
Don't worry, I know there is. The express clerk came into the cafe this morning and told the sheriff about it. He didn't know I was listening.
How are we going to do it, Lefty? Right into town with guns a-blazing, or do it quiet-like?
We're almost to town now. Better stop while I tell the whole gang my plans. Now listen, men. This time we're going in quiet. Ed and Mike will sneak up on the express clerk and knock him out. Then we'll go inside. Our new member, Smitty, will open the safe for us.
Hey, that's sure a hot one.
Wait till folks hear about that.
How are you going to let people know about it?
As soon as he opens the safe and pulls out the gold, I'll shoot him in the leg so as he can't leave. And we'll plug the end with him.
You dirty killer. If I had my gun,
listen I'd... to him. If he had his gun. Now listen, boys. Somebody will hear the shooting and get the sheriff. We'll leave with the gold. These two will be found. And the Lone Ranger will be through helping the law. Now let's get going. Get up! Get up! Get up! Get up.
It was about midnight. The express clerk sat at his desk going over papers. His gun lay ready for action, but failed to hear the door open. Nor did he hear the stealthy steps that came up behind him until...
That for you!
Good work, Mike. I'll go tell the others to come in. Hey, Lefty. The coast is clear now.
Good. All right, men, cover this hombre with your guns while I cut the rope on this.
Not taking any chances, are you, Lefty?
Nope. Come on, turn around. Get around.
All right.
There. Now get over there and open that safe. It's an old one that ought to be easy for you.
Oh, wait a minute.
Get going.
All right.
Go on, open the safe.
I will if I can.
Hurry up, you. Stop stalling.
There. I think I have it.
Pull the door open and get the gold out. Reach in and get it out. Hurry up.
Just as you say, Lefty. Now reach, all of you.
What the? He took guns from the safe.
Yeah, look at those guns.
He tried to trick me out. Oh, my leg!
I am!
Drop your guns, everybody.
Let him have it, man. We're 10 against 1.
Hold it! We got all of you covered from behind.
The sheriff, the posse. Hey, it's that Fremont. We're cornered.
Drop the guns.
Watch your men. All right, here we go. Sure something, mister. Guess we got Lefty loose and his whole gang.
Yes, they're all here, Sheriff. Thanks for carrying out your part of the plan.
Oh, that wasn't much. You and Tonto were the ones who took the chances and did it all.
Yeah, but I don't get it. Those guns in the safe and all.
My mask is in there, too, Lefty. I'll put it on.
Yeah, he's the Lone Ranger, all right.
Sure. But I thought Lefty had him cold. I don't get this at all.
I still don't, Savvy.
I knew one of your men was spying on us at our camp near Frontier Town, Lefty. I figured when you headed south, Rimrock was the next biggest town for you to hit.
Sure. So the Lone Ranger sent me a telegram that he was coming here and to let word get out about the gold shipment.
Yeah, but those hidden guns.
When the Indian made certain the Lone Ranger was followed from the cafe, he brought them guns to me, and I planted them in the express office safe along with the mask. And he let himself be persuaded to go to your camp, knowing full well that the horse and the Indian who let himself get caught would give away his identity.
Lefty, you played right into my hands when you forced me to open the safe. If you hadn't, I would have offered to do it to get my hidden guns. Well, we'll go now, Sheriff.
Thanks, mister. You sure know how to lay plans at work.
Look after the express clerk. I'm sure you'll be all right. Long, Tonto. Adios.
Ed, you crazy fool. I told you I didn't like it when you brought him in.
Oh, shut up. He put it over on Lefty as well as on me. He sure did. You see, that mask man plays it smart by acting dumb sometimes. But this'll teach all of you that it don't pay to try to outsmart the Lone Ranger. Get them all to the jailhouse, men.
And Ed called him Smitty. What a laugh.
Oh, shut up!
This is a copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. The part of the Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.